Welcome to Reality Creator Radio. I'm Hermes, and today we're going to talk about the spiritual chakra. I was compiling a list of most visited articles on the website, and I noticed a distinct trend towards a lot of people reading about the spiritual chakra, so I thought it'd be nice to devote a radio show to the spiritual chakra. Now, the spiritual chakra was birthed many years ago when I had encountered a group of healers, and I was helping them to understand how they create their world and also to help them improve their healing skills. And at that time, I had come through with information on the spiritual chakra from my spiritual connection. And it was something that I have never actually heard of before. There you have these chakras above the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, from numbered 8 to 12, that open up when you become sufficiently spiritually advanced. These chakras start to open up and you actually grow spiritually and, you know, actually in size also, because this chakra has opened up. Now, the thing is that while I was birthing this material, I was probably not the only one birthing this material, because there are other articles on the spiritual chakra, although not very many. And all the systems tend to be different as far as the number of these chakra and the placement of these chakra. And I can only, you know, tell you about what I was shown. I cannot tell you about these other people's rendition of the spiritual chakra. Like, some people claim the spiritual chakra is right on top of the body itself, you know, coexisting with the traditional chakra. Well, I was shown that this chakra is actually above the seventh chakra, whereas the eighth chakra is a few feet above the seventh, and then the 12th chakra is actually 20 feet above the head. And I'd have to say this is consistent with what I have observed on the non-physical plane, because spiritual beings, souls, I'll call them, stand over 20 feet tall when you see them, you know, at least compared to you, on the non-physical. And so this indicates that they have a much greater spiritual body than you do, or than I do. And where does this other spiritual body come from? And, well, it comes from the activation of this spiritual chakra. You actually become larger than you are now, you know, from physical standpoint as far as size goes. Size, naturally, in a non-physical doesn't matter, but it's your perception of things that does matter. And when you perceive a being that has all of these chakras operating, they will appear to be much larger than you are. And they are, because you're only operating on seven chakra, and they're operating on the full 12 chakra. The 12 chakra actually correspond to the 12 rays of existence. There are 12 rays or energies that penetrate the earth at any given time. The first seven of these rays were active for most of history, and until recently, these higher rays, 8 to 12, have become active. I'm not going to get into the rays in this show, but just to show you, the first ray is the ray of personal power, and the 12th ray is the Christ consciousness. Now, these rays are loosely connected to the chakra, and so I think a 12 chakra system makes a lot of sense as far as equating to other aspects of humanity that we have. So I'm not putting down any of these other advanced spiritual chakra systems that people have developed. I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong. I'm just saying the 12 chakra system to me seems to be a good balance and an easier way to understand the system than some of the other more complex ones. And as far as the chakra being on top or on top of the body or over the body, I'm not sure it really matters one way or another how you want to work with the spiritual chakra. I've presented it this way because this is what I was shown, but feel free to work with the chakra any way that you feel is necessary. If that's, you know, folded over on top of the body, so the 12th chakra is where the 7th chakra is, then fine. You can do that as well. There's nothing set in stone in spiritualization, and everybody is unique. Let's briefly cover each spiritual chakra, but you can always get the full article online. The 8th chakra is the chakra of divine love, spiritual compassion, and spiritual selflessness, and it also contains your karmic residue. It is the chakra that enables you to feel brotherly love towards everybody and everything. This is not the same kind of brotherly love that you have for your brother or your sister. This is a general warm feeling towards humanity and, you know, its potential and every individual. It's seeing the spiritual spark in everybody. Your karmic residue is also stored in this chakra, which means that any leftover karma, physical karma, would also be in this chakra. The 9th chakra is your soul blueprint. This is your skills, your total abilities that you've learned in every incarnation. It's like your storehouse of knowledge and wisdom is in the 9th chakra. The 10th chakra is creativity and synchronicity, the merging of the masculine and the feminine, the unlocking. It's you becoming a whole individual. You have female lives, you have lives as a male person, and then when the 10th chakra starts to integrate, all these lives integrate together, and you no longer become just a masculine person or just a feminine person. You become an integrated individual, and this brings balance to yourself. The 11th chakra contains advanced spiritual skills, like traveling through time and space, teleportation, bilocation. Your thoughts become very powerful, and you'll see things manifest almost instantly with your thoughts when the 11th chakra starts to open. Now, most of these advanced spiritual skills you're not going to see manifested in a physical way. Most of the time, they're going to manifest in out-of-body travel or in your dreams or in your travel meditations. In some instances, in some extreme cases, some people are able to actually physically manifest some of this stuff, but for the most part, the average person, these skills will all tend to open up during, like I said, an out-of-body event or a non-physical or dreams or meditation. The 12th chakra is the connection to your monad, that is your spiritual spark, that is who you really are. And when the 12th chakra starts to open up, your consciousness and the consciousness of your monad begin to merge, and you will begin to gain the memories and experiences of everybody else in your soul group, which is 144 other individuals. In all, there are 12 in your soul group, and there are 12 soul groups. And once you start accessing the monadic level of consciousness, you acquire a tremendous amount of learning experience over time. Like I said, 144 individuals' lives all become part of your experience that you can draw on. So you've now evolved yourself thousands and thousands of times over just by being able to access this information. The spiritual chakra activate when a person reaches past a certain point in their spiritual evolution. Before this point, they remain pretty much dormant, and you don't really need it. as you get spiritually more evolved, this chakra starts to open up. And it's not so much to help you with this lifetime, this physical life, but it's to help you with the next. Because, you know, in the future lifetimes, you may not be part of the earth plane, or you'll be moving off of the planet into other forms of existence. And these spiritual chakra really are skills that you can use physically, but for the most part, you're really going to start to use after you have ascended or moved off the planet. You can and have some problems with the spiritual chakra like you can with the traditional chakra, but this Reality Creator Radio Show is pretty much running towards its length, and I think I'll cover healing, basic healing of the spiritual chakra in the next Reality Creator Radio Show. So until next time, I'm Hermes, and this is Reality Creator Radio, and I return you to Wisdom's Door website.